should be settled by voluntary and peaceful process. It is essential that particular issues in dispute be resolved. It is equally important that the freedom of collective bargaining be preserved. It is obvious that the parties cannot reach agreement on the specific terms of settlement before the deadline, which is now determined for midnight tomorrow. They can, however, agree voluntarily on a procedure for reconciling these differences. Yesterday, the Brotherhood of Railway Clerks, largest of the unions representing rail and airlines employees, entered into a voluntary agreement with Pan American and World Airways to submit to binding arbitration all disputes which cannot be settled by the full processes of negotiation. Convinced that they can resort to, quote, voluntary referral system of a conflict adjudication rather than economic warfare without reaching collective bargaining, unquote. The operating brotherhoods and the railroad carriers are equally free to avail themselves of similar voluntary settlement procedures. Such procedures are not substitutes for collective bargaining. They are part of such bargaining to be used when the possibilities of negotiation have been exhausted. It must be made clear in this connection that there has been no proposal for arbitration at any point in this case by any government representative or board. Except that every effort has been made to get the parties to agree on specific settlement terms. These arbitration proposals have not reflected government's desire or design. They have resulted solely from private failure or refusal or inability to agree. I consider negotiated agreement infinitely superior to arbitration. But where private parties cannot negotiate successfully, arbitration is infinitely superior to a shutdown over a period of a vital segment of this nation's economy. I am convinced that an agreement now in this case to follow this course will be in the interest of the parties. I urge strongly that it be followed in the public interest, not only in maintaining continued rail transport, but in preserving the freedom of private decision making. It is of vital importance that this most critical of all labor controversies end with the parties' agreement upon the procedure to be followed in resolving this dispute. The future of collective bargaining may well depend on this being achieved. I accordingly propose to the parties that they agree to submit all issues in dispute between them to final settlement to Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Arthur J. Goldberg, with the understanding that this matter will be completed before the convening of the next term of the court. Mr. Justice Goldberg has previously made clear his intention to disqualify himself from any decisions coming before the court which may arise out of this dispute. Although the use of a member of the High Court for additional duties has been and should be reserved for extraordinary situations, such as the Nuremberg trial and the Pearl Harbor inquiry, I believe this situation is extraordinary in terms of its impact on collective bargaining, its relationship to the whole problem of technological unemployment, and the potential effect of a nationwide rail strike on our economy, our defense effort, and our citizenry. I urge the adoption of this proposal by both parties, with the understanding that the rules change and strike notices be immediately withdrawn. I request the parties to advise me by 10 a.m. tomorrow, July 10th, of their response to this proposal. Let me just say that I might have to think about it before you comment on it, because I do think it's important. I'm not, just say informally and privately, I'm not, I think there are two very obvious facts, three facts we have to think. In the first place, the railroad and the union can stand this strike for a long time in the country can. With the way the tax laws suggest income, companies can go on for quite a while, the unions themselves have resources. So that even though there may be, for a period of time, the strike might not really be as adverse as people might think for the first few days, in after a period of short time, this would really get to be an almost intolerable situation as so regarded by the country. That's the reason really we've only had two railroad strikes in this century. One far back in 1918, and the other was settled after a few days in 1946. There's a reason for that. That's the reason that everyone knows it's sooner or later the situation gets to be unacceptable. And as I say, you gentlemen can stand it for a long time in the country. That's just obvious. So that we've got to try to work out a procedure to settle. On the other hand, I'm not particularly happy to have it go to the Congress. It's going to mean that once it goes to the Congress, it's going to doesn't mean that every huge dispute, that the tendency for one side or the other, depending on how the cause have to drop in the case, feel they'll do better in the Congress. And therefore, I think the procedures are always and rather wise to leave it finally in doubt as to what will happen. I met with some of the congressmen yesterday, and I don't know about the tomorrow of the Congress, and I don't know whether it's going to make, who it's going to make happen. So we're better to keep it out of it. And lastly, I think as a whole, this, the unions that are involved are among the most respected unions in the country. Their reputation is very good. I'd like to see them. I know they're facing the most difficult problems. This is a matter of more than 46, but it's going to be 2 cents one way or the other. We've had a very relatively easy time selling it. It's a tough issue. It involves people's jobs, and jobs are all right unless you're talking about your job, my job, and it becomes a matter of some importance. So we recognize that we're dealing with a sensitive matter. The procedure I suggest, let's say I wouldn't want you to comment on it yet, unless you think it's a very good thought. Justice Goldberg isn't anxious to do this. I would never ask ordinarily because of our tradition of Supreme Court justice to take this on, except for two or three things. First, that he has disqualified himself permanently from any litigation arising out of racial kind of liberal kind. Secondly, I think he's got an understanding of the problem, and I think he's a very judicial man. I don't think any of us mind having any cases go before him for a final judgment. I think he can do it. Fair job as any other body or group, and I think whatever he decides to be as fair a decision as anybody can get. And as I say, he would not do it in his respect for our procedures unless he thought it was a serious national emergency. You know what I ask. The Chief Justice is not anxious to have it done because we talked to him in Athens last night because he recognizes that we don't want to break down the tradition of separation. And it's not only the rarer cases, but my judgment is that a strike would produce a situation which would justify our having made this effort. So I'd like to have you gentlemen think it over. I hope you can accept it. And perhaps we can meet again at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning after you've considered it very carefully and considered all of the implications of your acceptance, but also all the implications of your inability to accept it. Feel pretty quiet once it goes to the House, once it strikes Congress, it's working on it. I don't think anyone is going to find it feel that's the best solution. So I suggest as much color who I think can render this more conform and fair judgment. And I hope that you consider it casting a possible favor.
Thank you, President. Will we see the furnished copy?
Yes, I'll send this over. In fact, we'll get it in your grasp and just send over to you in the Congress.
Mr. President, may I ask up for every question to you? We are mindful of the seriousness of this dispute and the necessity for disposing of it. Now, is it the idea that if the parties agree that there will be a binding agreement drawn up so that we all can be assured of the finality of the decisions reached or the award handed down by Associate Justice Goldberg?
Yes, as I said in my statement, would be a final settlement.
And will an instrument will be executed? Would there be absolutely no failure of finality?
I would assume that anyone who accepted this would agree to accept the judgment.
Now, there's one other practical problem. Our railroads are purchased to make feed rooms effective at 12:01 a.m. Thursday. The bulletins have been posted on all properties of the nation. Now, there is the need, of course, Christ the Beast. So at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we will be here with the presentation. You prefer that we not give it to you now?
Well, I think it would be better to have everybody have a chance to think about it, read my statement over again, and consider the matter. So that I think in order to give it.
We could give it to you now, if it would be helpful.
Well, why don't we wait till tomorrow morning, and I think we'll probably get a better chance for everybody at the table to consider it.
Thank you.
Mr. President, you Chris Burks and the clerks in the CWA. We have been advised that that's not arbitration on the rules. It's arbitration on an interpretation of rules that's been made.
Right.
Now, be that as it may, if we have issues in this negotiation that's never been discussed, I've been in this ever since April, but back a year ago, we never discussed. We didn't discuss them except briefly, just passed over them and the mediator, the president's fact finding board. We passed them over in all this negotiation. Now, how much time does Mr. Goldberg have to give to this question?
He has a report opened, I think, around about the 20th of September.
But we've been on all of these things that we've had. The people that's been appointed haven't given us the time to even explain our position.
Well, that's why I think that I just don't know anybody that can do that better than just a chauffeur.
These are rules that we have now that has been negotiated on individual property that they're trying to make them nationalize. And if we go that way, you can figure we'll be here every year.
I think it'd be appropriate, Mr. President, to reply to the proper
thank you.
there in a minute and just tell these gentlemen how to do our best.
Basically, the basic elements on the first on the way to free. together.